RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Go really electric with an EV or plug-in hybrid from the Kia e-range. For more, visit kia.com.
Here comes the weekend. Let's check on the sport now with Des Cahill.
Yeah, thanks a million, Mary. And we're looking ahead not just to the weekend, but the summer, because speculation continues about whether or not the Tokyo Olympics will go ahead. Amid a big rise in COVID cases in Japan, a poll there has suggested up to 80% of respondents feel the Games should be cancelled or delayed again. However, the organisers remain positive the Games will proceed. So we're going to get the Irish view on this now from the Chief Executive of the Olympic Federation of Ireland, Peter Sherrard. Good morning, Peter. What's your view on it?
Good morning, Des. Look, obviously there are a number of challenges associated with the world that we live in, but we do remain of the view, not just because of the words that are coming from the IOC and from the Tokyo organisers, that the Games will go ahead at the end of July, but also from the signals and the actions and the protocols that are emerging from both organisations. We mentioned around Christmas time that the testing protocols have been introduced so that there's a whole range of measures that will mean that the village will be operating as a bubble in ways that we've seen for other international competitions. We've also are aware that there's now new measures so that athletes can come into the village no more than 5 days before and will have to depart 2 days after competition, which is a change and a challenge, and one we've been working with our sports to address head on. But on top of that, there are also the vaccination programs that will play a big role. And we've been active in surveying our own athletes and support staff and coaches to understand their approach to vaccinations. And I have to say that we were very pleased with the results. We found over 96% in favour of vaccination, which is very strong and will help us in the process of preparing for the Games in this environment.
Go ahead. Now, I was going to ask, in your view, how late can it go before a decision has to be made on whether or not the Games go ahead?
Well, it is a challenge. Already from Tokyo, they have said that in terms of international spectators, which there would be question marks over whether that's possible, that aspect of it, that they would be deciding end of February, sort of March period in relation to that. It really can't go much beyond April, I would imagine, at this point, at the very latest. But that's something that the IOC is dealing with the World Health Organization, and they're very, very intent on making the Games go ahead, and they believe that it can now that we have the reality of vaccinations and keeping people in a bubble. But it does mean that there's a lot that we of uncertainty and anxiety for some of our athletes who are preparing. We have 52 athletes spots that are already qualified for Ireland, but there are a number who still have to qualify, and that is a very challenging environment for them because there's a lot of uncertainty in relation to qualification competitions and the build-up. Our job at the moment is to prepare as much as possible so that we can support and help our athletes to be very resilient in an environment which we all have to recognise is much more difficult than would ordinarily have been the case.
All right, well, there's room for optimism there, hopefully, for the athletes. Peter Sherrard, Chief Executive of the Olympic Federation of Ireland, thanks very much for joining us here on Morning Ireland. Now, a big racing story as well. Racing trainer Willie Mullins has warned that connections sending an Irish horse to run in England could face colossal bills due to a new VAT charge as a result of Brexit. Tomorrow, Mullins runs Grangey at Market Raisin, the first Irish horse to travel to the UK since Brexit. And Willie Mullins tells the Racing Post today that they've been told they'll have to pay VAT on the value of the horse. They will get the money back after 3 months, but it could mean huge expense and be prohibitive, particularly for small owners or yards. It means a horse worth, say, 100,000 would have to pay 19,000 in a VAT payment. And to give this a context, for instance, last year Mullins had 56 runners at Cheltenham out of 181 Irish runners. So the cost involved could be huge, but would certainly impact on the smaller yards. Gaelic Games now, and players from 10 different counties are represented in the list of 45 nominated for the PWC All-Star Football Team for 2020. Dublin had the shortlist with 13 players. Beaten finalist Mayo have 12. Cavan have 7 nominations. Tipperary have 4. The full list of 45 is on the RTE website. Donal O'Grady, who led Cork to an All-Ireland hurling title in 2004, has joined current manager Kieran Kingston's backroom team at Cork ahead of the new season. He'll be involved in coaching and analysis. This morning's newspapers are full of tributes to Eamon Ryan, the extraordinarily successful former Cork ladies football manager who has passed away. One of the most successful managers in the history of Gaelic Games, he guided Cork to 10 All-Ireland titles during his 11 years in charge. I'd say he'd be blown away if he saw the amount of tributes to him. In soccer, Arsenal and Crystal Palace played out a dull nil-all draw in last night's Premier League match. Irish international James McLean has been suspended by his club after an alleged breach of COVID-19 guidelines. McLean posted a video which showed him boxing with a trainer in a gym, and England's current lockdown rules prohibit trips to private gyms. In golf, Waterford's Seamus Power carded an opening round of level par 70 at the Sony Open in Hawaii. He's 8 shots behind the leading group. Dave Gilbert and Stuart Bingham are through to the semi-finals of the Snooker Masters at Milton Keynes. And racing this evening is in Dundalk. It starts at 3:45.